The global financial crisis and accompanying credit crunch is biting harder as more and more people struggle to cope with the economic hardship triggered by this crisis. Almost every day, we hear fresh news of people who are losing their jobs as companies lay off workers, whilst many people are losing their homes because they are unable to keep up their mortgage payments. Then there are those who live in fear of losing their job because of the uncertain economic climate, or are simply struggling to make it through to the end of the month because of rising costs and a static income. In these challenging times, the Catholic Church in England and Wales has launched an online spiritual resource to offer support, consolation, and practical help to those affected by economic hardship or uncertainty. Let's hear an example of what is on offer on this portal.
Peace I leave you, my own peace I give you, a peace which the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid.
As you just heard, the web portal offers visitors an MP3 meditation for download with relaxing music and spiritual reflections. The tailor-made portal also offers visitors a selection of stories from people who have previously lived through difficult times, tips on how to get through, and a place to share burdens and offer thanks. An important part of the resource is the area devoted to prayer, and it encourages people to seek the intercession of the patron saint of financial matters, St. Matthew. The resource is the work of the Catholic Inquiry Office and can be found by going to www.lifeforseekers.co.uk. One of its main creators was Claire Ward of the Inquiry Office, who shared with me some of the portal's offerings.
The main reason that the church initiated this web portal was really in response to a pastoral need. Certainly in England and Wales at the moment, the news is dominated by stories of people losing jobs, of financial difficulty, of uncertainty, people losing their homes and house prices falling. There's a lot of worry, a lot of fear about the future. Of course, the church very much wants to send out the message. It walks alongside people in all the experiences of life, joys and sorrows. So it's with that climate the church felt the time was right. Try and put some resources online to support people.
On this credit crunch resource, it also includes stories from people who have previously lived through difficult times. What are some of the most inspirational or poignant of these stories that you can share with us?
Stories are an extremely powerful tool of evangelization. And they enable people as well not to feel quite so alone. Because when people are suffering, that's often a word that they use. I feel so alone in what I'm carrying. But in the stories that we asked some people to very courageously share with us for the benefit and encouragement of others, they cover a number of key themes and a number of key experiences that many people are going through at the moment. There's a story of somebody who loses their job, has five or six children, unable to pay the mortgage, and he and his wife are very much assisted through the support and generosity of their local Catholic parish and their Catholic friends. And even though they have to downsize their house because of their financial difficulties, they're so loved by their friends and family, it just softened the suffering, really, that they had to endure. And with God's help, they testify that all and right in the end. There's another very moving story of a single mother whose husband dies very young. She's left in extreme financial difficulty with five children, a very sick elderly mother to support. And it's a very moving story of how through financial hardship and then through herself having cancer and then bereavement with her mother dying, a whole list of tragedy, how her faith helped her get through this time of uncertainty, worry and anxiety, and how all the stories really have in common that whatever suffering and uncertainty and worry and anxiety you might have in your journey of life, God is there. He is very much with you in your moment of the cross. That's really one of the key messages that we hope to share through this resource. So whatever you're going through at the moment, God is there and the church is there to support you and to walk alongside you.
Now, you talked there about how to get through, and of course you mentioned faith. And I know that the portal includes tips, in fact, on how to get through these difficult moments, this credit crunch crisis. Can you share some of these tips with our listeners?
Yes, a very important part of the message, really, that we wanted to communicate as a church in England and Wales. Yes, the spiritual resources, help of a Catholic community is on everybody's doorstep. But we also wanted, we're an incarnational faith. We're very much, as the Gospels teach us, as Jesus teaches us, to actually practically help people as well and not just to invite them to say their prayers and to trust. So on the web portal, there are links to a variety of excellent Catholic charities that practically help people in financial and other need. And also we have a pop-up which provides some simple thoughts on some coping skills that people, anywhere they find themselves, could try to help them get through. For example, obviously, top of the list is find, practically speaking, a supportive community. We are obviously trying to signpost people that one of the most wonderful supportive communities is a Catholic parish. But some other things on the list about how to get through are to simply set aside some time, pen and paper, and write down some of your problems and some of the challenges that you face, and then brainstorm, if you like, mirroring back to yourself some of the things that you could do to alleviate your situation, some of the people that you could perhaps go and see to help, because one of the most difficult things when we're panicking and anxiety is actually to take a step. So we invite people to take a practical step to do the best that they can to alleviate the problems that they might face. And obviously, we don't expect people to do that on their own. I'm posting them to really good Catholic charities and non-Catholic charities that can help people.
I gather there's also a place on the portal where you can share burdens by writing down and inputting your personal problems without revealing your identity. How popular has this proved? Have many people written on this?
This is one of the most moving parts of our website, the Cast Your Burdens area. There are some extremely heart-rending petitions and thoughts and worries that have already been posted on that particular page. Very, very simply, I'm online now and I can read you their anonymous expressions such as, I'm worried about money, I'm confused about the future, I can't see a way forward, how to talk to someone. And there's a whole list of burdens there that have been expressed. And we offer that area with an accompanying prayer, just really to invite people to cast their burdens onto Jesus. Yes, doing it virtually online as a first step. Ultimately, then you give this to Jesus, and when you've expressed your burden, which you'll see on the screen, just try saying the prayer and just rest for a moment in that moment of prayer with God. I would recommend that listeners have a look at that burdens page, because if you are listening and you're struggling and you're not sure where to go, I think in particular you'll find that burdens area great help and support.
Now, you talked there about prayers, and I know that an important part of the resource is the area devoted to prayers. And I was particularly struck by one called the Footprints Prayer, which talks about a man who had a dream about footsteps walking along the beach. Can you tell us something about this particular prayer and indeed the others as well?
Certainly. As well as the practical resources that we're offering and trying to signpost people to, yes, prayer is a big part of the Catholic faith. And it's a big part, the church teaches, of getting through many of life's crosses and sorrows, praying to God that he will carry us through and help us. And one of the most beautiful prayers on our prayer page, part of the web portal, is, as you rightly say, the Footprints Prayer. Many of your listeners may have already come across it. In a nutshell, it's the story of a man who has a dream, and he notices that he's walking on a beach. And in different parts of his life, sometimes he sees two sets sets of footprints, and sometimes he only sees one set of footprints. And so in the dream, he asks the Lord, why, and especially in the most difficult parts of my life, why am I only seeing one set of footprints? Where are you? Of course, that's a beautiful response in this reflective prayer, which is, of course, the Lord replies, when you only saw one set of footprints, I was carrying you. And that's such a pertinent and beautiful message. The Lord can carry us through our most difficult times. And it's a reflection and a prayer that was written by Margaret Fishback Powers in the 1960s. And it has a very much an enduring appeal to many people of many different faiths.
And what kind of feedback have you had so far from people since the portal was launched, or indeed as you were launching it? What were people saying about it?
Well, it's early days, only recently been launched. So apart from looking at the Cast Your Burdens area and the Thanksgivings area that we've got, just anecdotally, people have been telling us how pleased they are with it and how much they're enjoying the material that's on there. We've also had some coverage in some of the non-Catholic and non-Catholic newspapers in England and Wales. And I think at this stage, news is just getting out there that this is available. So we're very much hoping that as more and more people see it, the more feedback we will get, so that we can tailor really what we're offering as a church to the needs of people, signposting them to exactly what they need at this most difficult time for so many.
And how do you balance what is practical advice and what is more spiritual advice?
The page was put together extremely sensitively, because certainly as a church, if in a time of great practical need, we're just saying to people, you know, get on your knees and pray, and certainly that's an important part of the story, the Catholic story, but only half of it. You know, Jesus turned water into wine. Jesus healed people. He changed their practical circumstances. And so we're extremely sensitive with this resource. Yes, say pray, find strength from the Lord and from prayer, but also practically go here, 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 and here if you need immediate help. I think it's very important that we have both of those as a church side by side, because that's certainly the model that Jesus gave us. Pray, prayer, and action. And that's a model that's used by so many wonderful Catholic social action groups around the world. We wanted to echo that and reflect that as a truly Catholic resource.
I was talking to Claire Ward of the Catholic Inquiry Office.